Bill passed over the matches again, waited till Antony had relit his pipe, and then held out his hand for them just as they were going into the other's pocket.
"Yes," said Bill thoughtfully. "Yes, but wait a moment. What about the plough and horses?"
Antony looked comically at him. "You'll never forgive me, Bill," he said. "You'll never come clue-hunting with me again."
"What do you mean?"
Antony sighed. "It was a fake, Watson. I wanted you out of the way. I wanted to be alone. I'd guessed at my ex, and I wanted to test it, to test it every way, by everything we'd discovered. I simply had to be alone just then. So," he smiled and added, "well, I knew you wanted a drink."
"You are a devil," said Bill, staring at him. "And your interest when I told you that a woman had been staying there."
"Well, it was only polite to be interested when you'd taken so much trouble."
"You brute! You Sherlock! And then you keep trying to steal my matches! Well, go on."
"That's all. My ex fitted."
"Did you guess Miss Norris and all that?"
"Well, not quite. I didn't realize that Cayley had worked for it from the beginning, had put Miss Norris up to frightening Mark. I thought he'd just seized the opportunity.